Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the Random Ship for this, our 43rd voyage. I am the captain on this weekly journey, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Namaste.
For those of you who don't know, what we do here is we take 25 to 30 minutes every single week and we wander the waters of the weird. Yes, the oceans of the obscure, the rivers of the random.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
It feels like fall, Alan.
Does it?
Or autumn.
What makes it feel that way?
It feels the sexiness of summer is gone. It's the gloomy,
no more sundresses,
orange hues. Yeah, gloomy orange hues of fall has come upon us.
Well, I'm, as long as it's not winter, I'm pretty happy usually.
That's true. I've been dealing with a lot of suppliers out of like California and stuff, and they always ask, how's the weather up there? And my answer's like, oh, it hasn't started snowing yet.
Which I'm sure confuses them because they don't know what snow is.
Well, I talked to someone in Utah today and they were like, yeah, neither has it started here. I'm like, okay, I forgot. You guys get lots of snow too. Didn't work as well with it.
Well, the important thing is that you keep trying and beat it to death.
That's what I do with all my jokes, Alan.
Yep.
What did you do this week? Did you get into any trouble? Were you rambunctious? Were you your usual bad boy self?
Not really. I mostly just stayed at home.
Like a bad boy.
Like a bad boy. I kept my going out to a minimum. I can only go out so much.
Only 20 days a month. Anything more would be you mean you
only
have
20
a problem.
Days in a row. 21 is pushing it.
3 weeks in a row is ridiculous.
I'm not a machine.
No, you are not. I had a rather non-eventful week. Uneventful, oh. I guess, is the term. No one says non-eventful.
Because that's not a word.
Uneventful. I had an uneventful week. It was a short week at work, which was lovely. A nice, boring weekend at home. And now, let's move into our first segment. Some fascinating facts about this planet that we call home. What we do here is pretty self-explanatory. We take a look at some fascinating facts throughout history, the planet, Mother Nature, all of it. It's random. That's what we do. Alan, would you like to hear the first fascinating fact this week?
Let's get into it.
You'll like this one, Alan, because it has to do with your mortal enemy, eggs.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Alfred Hitchcock is?
He's a movie guy.
Yes. Do you know that he, the famous horror movie guy, was afraid of eggs?
It's a reasonable fear.
In 1963, he was quoted as saying, I'm frightened of eggs, worse than frightened. They revolt me. Those white round things without any holes. And then when you break it, inside there's that yellow thing, round, again without any holes. Blood is jolly, red, but an egg yolk is yellow, revolting. I've never tasted it.
Yeah, that is much more thought than I would have put into an egg.
He must hate school buses.
Also, what is his obsession with the lack of holes?
I know. He hates any cheese but Swiss. Swiss to him is the perfect cheese. He also hates mustard, I guess. No holes and yellow. But ketchup he's okay with. No holes
it's
but
red.
So he's
like
fucking,
blood, which like he blood. Loves.
He doesn't say he loves it. He finds it jolly.
Oh, true. He must love Santa Claus.
Maybe that's where he gets it from. He's like, oh, blood, red like Santa Claus. Not the other way around. Santa, your suit is red like blood. No. Anything he describes as red is red like Santa Claus.
I feel like that would make his movies a lot less scary.
Your knife is dripping in the blood that is red like jolly old Saint Nick.
I haven't seen any Alfred Hitchcock movies that I know of, but I assume they all go into very great detail describing the color of blood.
They all end up in the North Pole. It's weird. No one knew why until now.
Nobody was able to piece this together until we did.
Solved.
You're welcome, planet Earth.
The Apollo 11 astronauts use their autographs as life insurance.
I don't know what that means.
So Apollo 11 was like the Neil Armstrong, yeah. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, they landed on the moon.
They landed on the moon. The job was so dangerous that no insurance company would actually give them life insurance. So what they did before they left is they signed like hundreds, if not thousands, of pieces of like memorabilia and pictures and stuff. And their families were to be given them should they die.
Oh.
So that their families could then sell them off.
Sell those?
Yeah, and they sell for like $30,000 a piece right now.
And they're alive.
Speaking of stuff selling, I checked the Michael Jordan underpants, Alan, from last week. Guess how much it is up to now.
What was it last time we checked?
It was at 1,300 American.
27.
It is still at 1,300, so...
Oh.
It has 11 bids, so those 11 people that are creepy and bidding on underwear were all like, oh, $13.50 is too much for this. That's ridiculous.
I would have spelled $12.99, but $13.01? Too rich for my blood.
They were all very, very eager, too. They got their bids in early, and then they're like, now they're all just waiting to snipe it at the end. Oh, yeah.
Is that the sound of sniping?
Yeah, that's the sniper sound. Anytime they kill someone, well, yeah! You obviously haven't seen that Mark Wahlberg movie.
No, I also have not seen American Sniper, so...
Is it Bradley Cooper?
It is.
It's Bradley... Okay, fine. That's why Bradley Cooper, that's his catchphrase. Because that's where it comes from, is that movie.
I'm learning so much.
Scientists have discovered an organism that has a disappearing butt.
Oh, that doesn't seem useful at all.
The comb jelly, also known as the sea walnut or the Menemiopsis lidi.
Nailed it.
Has a disappearing butt. It's not visible when the animal is not pooping, essentially. When it's not in use, it becomes invisible. There's no trace of it even under a microscope.
Oh, that's super weird.
I also saw a highlight or a headline that was attached to this article that was another article that says, meet the organism with a disappearing butt. Its butt can teach us about the evolution of our own. Don't care.
That's not a subject I was particularly curious about.
No, I never even thought our butts evolved. I just thought they were. They were.
This is what it is. It's never going to get better.
This is what you've got. Live with it. In Japan, there is a 400-year-old tradition where sumo wrestlers try to make babies cry.
Doesn't seem like it'd be that difficult.
Well, essentially what they do is they take your newborn and you hand it to a sumo wrestler and he just...
Seems safe.
He tries to make it cry, and if the baby cries, it's good luck.
Oh, for who?
I guess the baby. Not I when I initially...
Not the sumo wrestler?
Yeah, when
for the sumo wrestler,
when
then?
I initially read it, I thought, oh, the sumo wrestler, that's just how they get amped up. They make babies cry, and then they go out into the
this
ring.
This is how they get psyched.
Like, some people listen to rap music. These guys are like, I need baby tears.
How does this become a tradition?
I don't know. But, yeah, I guess they do it just because it's your duty as a sumo wrestler. If you have the honor of being a sumo, you must learn to make newborns cry.
So, are you just the worst sumo wrestler if you can't make a baby cry?
No, that just means that baby is unlucky.
Oh.
That means that baby will have a bad life.
Yeah, but what if all of the babies you try to make cry don't?
Then I assume
are you the problem?
People will stop bringing their babies to you.
But you're the town sumo wrestler. They have to.
Is that
otherwise
how that works?
To
each town has
I'm
one
assuming
sumo wrestler?
So.
You only have one. I am Tokyo's. Well, I am Osaka's.
It's like sports teams, and then they travel to other cities to sumo wrestle.
Tea bags, Alan, were an accidental invention.
It seems like the easiest way to make tea, though.
In 1908, tea manufacturer Thomas Sullivan used silken bags as packaging, and people just assumed that they were supposed to just put it in their water.
The good old history of people being dumb.
Us getting a cardboard box and just being like, oh, sweet, waffles. I don't like the new exterior, but...
It's burning so quickly.
But yeah, he was he started to get letters from people being like, we love this new way of delivering tea and making tea. Can we have some more? So
he was just like, yes, I totally did that intentionally, guys.
Yeah. And so he became the first teabagger.
Oh, well, that's a title official term. You want.
That's the official term.
Well, I don't know what else that could mean, so.
In 1908, the country of Russia was 12 days late to the Olympics.
How long are the Olympics? I feel like 12 days is most of the Olympics.
I think now it's less time than it was because travel and stuff took a long time back then. But essentially, Russia had not switched over to the Gregorian calendar, and they wouldn't for another 10 years. So they read their date in their traditional Julian calendar, and they were 12 days off. So they missed the first 12 days of the Olympics.
Oh, what a bunch of fools.
Embarrassing. They ended up adopting the Gregorian calendar in 1918, and the last country to adopt it, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Greece in like 1925 or something like that.
Well,
I was close. It was Greece on February 15th, 1923. And how they switched it was the last day of the Julian calendar was February 15th, 1923. And then they just said, okay, tomorrow is March 1st. They just jumped ahead 13 days. That's just what they did. I mean, I guess, what other way would you do it? But
yeah, that's a fascinating fact.
So many bonus facts. In Ohio, if you get a DUI, you have to have special license plates.
Like custom license plates?
They're basically shaming you. If you get...
It's the dunce cap of license plates.
Speaking of which, do you know the dunce cap actually used to be a sign of intelligence? Because the saying was you had brains from the point to the bottom. But then people didn't like that guy, so they started making fun of people who followed him, and then it became a sign of stupidity. That's something else. That was a fact I was actually going to put in this one. But yes, so in Ohio, if you get multiple DUIs, or you get one DUI where your blood alcohol level was twice the allowable volume, you have to get special yellow license plates with red letters that basically say, this guy's a drunk driver.
I mean, that's fair, and then people know to watch out.
True. This guy's probably drunk. Get away from him. I mean, we've all been there, though, where you're, like, behind, like, a big, like, 18-wheeler, and you're like, I don't know if that's on correctly. I'm gonna get around this guy as quickly as I can, right? Like, I don't know if those logs or that... Where were we when we were driving through Montana, and they had those huge, like, wind turbines on the trucks? Remember those? I don't know if that's if that's secure, and if it isn't, I am out, so I'm gonna go around. That would be the same if you're like, okay, I'm going to get away from this yellow license plate guy as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'm not saying something bad's going to happen necessarily, but it's more likely to.
Lobsters taste with their feet, and their teeth are in one of their three stomachs. Lobsters are even weirder now.
So do they eat through their, do they like suck things in through their feet?
They taste it with their, like, pincer things and then put it in their mouth, and then I guess it gets chewed up in their stomach. I don't know. I didn't do too much follow-up because I was like, this is creepy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like it could be terrifying.
I would not want to get eaten by a lobster.
Like, imagine a lobster, but instead of feet, it had tongues.
You want another random fact? Do you know that blue whales are so big that humans can swim in their veins?
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of random facts today that I...
Kind
of
terrifying.
Yeah, the article didn't advise doing it, though. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, cancels my plans for next weekend, I guess.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to the ocean for nothing. Queen Elizabeth II has a stand-in to ensure that the sun doesn't get in her eyes.
What?
Ella Slack has a similar height and stature to the Queen, so before big events, when they have to do a rehearsal, the Queen sends her out to avoid the sun getting in Her Majesty's eyes. Slack has been doing it for 3 decades, but she is not allowed to sit on the throne, so she has to squat above it. So I guess when they're preparing for photo ops, she just, like, squats.
She'd have killer calves.
Yeah, her glutes must be like, whoa!
But so does she just go out and they're like, okay, this is the path we're going to take.
Yeah.
Now let us know if the sun's in your eyes.
Yeah, or it's, I think this is it being a bit like over-exaggerated, but it's basically so the queen doesn't have to go to dress rehearsal. They just send this old lady who kind of looks like her. What a sweet gig, though. You get to travel with them and you just like stand in her place for like a couple hours randomly when needed. It's okay.
I'm sure she makes plenty of money for that.
Mm-hmm. And our last one today, Alan.
I wish I looked like a famous person.
Do you know that a flock of ravens is either called a conspiracy or an unkindness?
Oh.
Look at that unkindness of ravens. It's so hard not to say raisins.
Conspiracy of ravens sounds a lot more foreboding.
Menacing.
I mean, it's no murder of crows, but...
They're all terrible. Just stay away from blackbirds. That's all you need to know. I think we may have hit a record with the amount of random fascinating facts we had this week, Alan. So let's get into this week's healthy edition of Random Rank. On this week's Random Rank, Alan, we figured, let's be healthy. So we are going to rank our three favorite vegetables. What is your number three?
Well, I want to be clear. I looked up the definition of vegetable, and what I found, and the one I'm using, is vegetables are parts of plants that are consumed by humans or other animals as food.
That's very vague.
Which is what I'm going for.
That also seems to be the definition of a fruit as well.
Yes, except fruits have seeds. Obviously.
Okay, by that definition, one of mine is not a vegetable, but anyway, continue.
Using my definition, my number three spot is for onions.
Nice!
Yeah. I mostly use onion as a spice, and I'll never just, like, eat an onion, because I'm not crazy.
Okay. Watch your shaming.
You'll just pull an onion out of your onion drawer.
We'll get to it, Alan.
And just argh, the onion.
We'll get to it. Okay, you're lucky I don't snipe you.
But I do put these in a lot of the sauces I make. I put them on burgers. And in the family of onions, you also get things like green onions, which is like chives, which are also good on some of the other.
I learned a lesson the other week. Chives and green onions are not actually the same thing. I made that mistake because my wife asked for chives and I brought green onions and she said, these are not chives. I guess these will do. And I said, yes, they are. I'm going to Google it. And then it turns out, as always, she is correct. They are not the same thing. They are related.
Well, now I just look foolish.
I know. That's why I warned you in public.
But either way, green onions, just as good. Just as good as chives, in my opinion.
Yes. I guess in this, would garlic be considered a vegetable?
It is. That's what actually got me down this train of thought. Because I was looking at a list of best 12. And yeah. Garlic was on there. I was like, there's no way garlic's a vegetable. Turns out, I'm an idiot.
I would have guessed that. So I'm not going to change
my
list.
You would have guessed that I'm an idiot?
No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have guessed that it is a vegetable. Also, you're an idiot.
That's significantly less rude.
My number three, Alan, is a good old classic that, according to your definition, is a fruit. Cucumbers.
Oh.
I love cucumbers. They're plain, they're boring, and they are delicious. And
you can put them on your eyes?
They're low calorie, multi-purpose. They're good. They're like if celery was actually good. That's kind of what they are.
If celery wasn't stringy and
yeah, disgusting. They don't. There's not much substance, but they're good enough where you're like, yeah, I'm eating something. And you just put them in some vinegar. Suddenly you got pickles. Add some garlic in there with some dill. Garlic dill pickles. Mmm, delicious. They're like the butterflies of. Well, I guess they'd be like the caterpillars of the vegetable.
Yes, your pickle point is an excellent point.
Thank you. What is your number two, Alan?
My number two is carrots. Because carrots are one of the vegetables that I will just eat a whole carrot of. But they're also good in... Is there a bad way to cook a carrot, really?
I don't know. I'm not a big carrot fan. I find them... I'm very picky with my carrots. Maybe it's from that episode of... it's not Saved by the Bell. Magic School Bus, where Arnold eats too many and he turns orange. I've always been kind of, like, off of them. Because it's just, like... I don't know. I don't mind baby carrots, but I like... the thin ones, and then you'll get the big friggin' thick ones that look like a Cuban cigar, and it's like, that's too much carrot. I do not need like, that much carrot.
You won't eat like a whole carrot like Bugs Bunny?
No. I have before.
I've done that.
I have before. I was at a resort once, and they made these delicious roast carrots that were wrapped in bacon. Those were good.
Yes, that does... Bacon does make everything better.
Or there's the family recipe that we have of...
You just, like, boil them and then pan fry them in maple syrup?
In maple
Delicious.
Syrup. Delicious. Super That's Canadian.
That might be my favorite vegetable, but I didn't think that it counted because it's basically dessert.
Yeah.
It's good. Butter and maple syrup, actually.
Delicious.
So good. What is your number two vegetable?
My number two is a more specific version of your number one, actually, Alan. It is the red onion.
Oh.
And I couldn't leave this off my list simply because ever since I started following the Body Coach TV on YouTube and doing Joe Wicks's workouts, I got one of his cookbooks, and in it is a delicious recipe for chorizo or chicken, choose your protein, and then red onions and spinach. So for the last 2.5 years, every single lunch, well, not everyone, but about 80% of my lunches, I will have that for lunch. And it takes an entire red onion.
Oh.
So I eat an entire red onion almost every single day.
But not like an apple.
No, I saute it with the sausage and or chicken. But I can't leave it off my list if I'm eating a full one every single day.
That's true.
I'm no scientist or doctor, but I will say... I have gotten sick substantially less since I've started eating an onion a day.
Could also be because that we're wearing masks everywhere.
Yeah, but not for the first year of it. I like to say, not an apple a day, bring an onion this way. That's what I say.
Is that what you say?
It comes up frequently. The only negative is my office has beautiful big windows, but they don't open. So after lunch, my office smells like
onion,
sautéed onion.
Nice.
What is your number one, Alan?
Number one.
My number one vegetable, and again, based off the definition I'm using, is a potato.
You did tell me about this beforehand, and I promised you I would mock you. It is not a potato. It is a starch. By that definition, you can say French fries are a vegetable. A baked potato
French fries
is a
are
vegetable.
Made out of... Yeah, they're made out of a vegetable.
They are not.
Yes, they... vegetables are parts of plants that are consumed by humans or other animals as food.
By your logic, flour is a vegetable because it's made by wheat. Yes, I got you. Yes.
My argument is flowers grow basically the or flowers.
Flowers? You mean wheat?
Potatoes grow basically the exact same way that carrots do.
I mean, that logic is not flawed. It's just you're creating an argument to suit your needs, which is really what everyone in society does now.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm on par with everyone else. Finally.
Why be better? Speaking of better, Alan, my number one is good old-fashioned corn.
Hey now.
I love corn.
I also love corn, but you know what corn's considered?
What?
A grain?
What?
Yeah.
Oh no, I even had an extra bonus random fact.
So don't you come at me about my potatoes.
Corn is delicious.
I agree, but so are potatoes.
I told my wife what we were doing today, and she goes, you have corn number one, don't you? Interesting fact, do you know that before we invented toilet paper, people actually used cobs of corn to clean themselves after going to the bathroom?
Oh, that does not sound fun.
Not so, that, Like, I don't get it. I assume you would up and down, but...
I don't even want to think about it.
No, and then what a waste of the corn. That shows how much corn there was. Like, we thought we had a lot of corn now.
I mean, I'm sure we have more corn now than we did then. I do consider corn to also be an excellent vegetable, as much as I consider potato to be an excellent vegetable.
Well, on that note, Alan, that was our list of the top grains in the world. Before we go, thank you so much for joining us this week. We did want to remind you, check us out on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast, or hit us up on email at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com. Alan, what is this week's ship fact?
This week's ship fact is... A ghost ship, also known as a phantom ship, is a vessel with no living crew aboard. It may be a haunted vessel, like the Flying Dutchman of myth, or more likely, a vessel that is still afloat but the entire crew is dead or missing, like the Mary Celeste.
Wow. I feel like you should have saved that one for Halloween. That is, not pleasant.
I don't think that far ahead.
I don't like that one.
It's a ship fact, not a ship thing Holt hopefully likes.
I know, it's not all about making me feel comfortable, but I am now uncomfortable.
Well, good.
Thank you so much for joining us this week, everyone.
And have a great week, everybody. You'll just pull an onion out of your onion drawer in your fridge and just, the onion.